Welcome to Two Talk. I'm Tara McLaughlin. At the weekend, Ulster Unionist Party leader Mike Nesbitt outlined his vision for the future of the party. However, it has received a lukewarm reception from political commentators. Mike Nesbitt claimed that people want more from government than what the two big parties are delivering. Yet so far, disaffected voters haven't been turned on by the Ulster Unionists. David asked the party's Robin Swan why they aren't connecting with the electorate.
So I think what you have to do is take a reflection back on Saturday when you looked at the five policy papers that we have actually developed now, you know, in regards to the economy, education, health, housing and culture. You know, and those are going to connect with people at the grassroots level. You know, what we have to look at, you know, is the breaking away from the tribal politics that Mike's talking about in just regard, you know, the two biggest parties as the two biggest parties, and actually getting engaged with people on what their real needs are. And it's about a re-engagement with, you know, the over 50% that doesn't vote, and as we're getting engaging with that electorate.
As you say, Mike's vision is a party that's open to everyone, yet recently we had Ken McGuinness on the Nolan Show who compared homosexuality to bestiality, and he was actually censored for not going through the party's press office rather than for the content of what he said. Can people with those type of views still sit comfortably within the Ulster Unionist Party, or does it need to break away and modernise?
We are a modern party, and you know Ken was disciplined for his approach, as you know, you rightly say, but not through the press office. But you know that's been clearly dealt with. You know, at our conference on Saturday, there was a poll taken and was actually asked, you know, was the leader right to discipline Ken McGuinness? And it was 100% unanimous that he was right in his actions that he'd taken.
Well, if the party is to broaden its appeal then beyond its Protestant base to all faiths, haven't the Alliance Party and the Northern Ireland Conservatives already stolen your thunder on that issue?
Definitely not. You know, to say the Northern Ireland Conservatives have stolen any thunder from us, I think's been quite generous to them, to be honest with you. You know, because they're breaking no headway at all. I think we only have one elected representative in Northern Ireland, and that's a councillor who defected to them. You know, and they haven't, in any recent elections where they stood on their own merits, they haven't made that dent at all.
Well, Mike called again for an opposition to be set up at Stormont, but do the Ulster Unionists need permission for an opposition? Would it not be better to just go ahead and leave the executive?
The thing about it is, what we need to modernise now, that was evident, you know, when we went in 98, the mechanisms and the size of the assembly and everything that was set up at that stage was to make sure we had a fully inclusive assembly and government in Northern Ireland. And what we have to move to now is actually a government and an assembly that delivers for the people. And we do need to make radical changes as to how we operate here. One of the biggest things about moving just straight out and walking straight out of the executive is the current functionality of the assembly doesn't allow for an opposition to take place. It doesn't give additional speaking rights. It doesn't give the ability to call emergency motions. And, you know, just to get up and walk out of the executive isn't a positive step at all.
But if the party felt strongly enough about it, the legislation would probably follow.
Well, you know, that's one of the avenues, you know, we're quite willing to explore. And, you know, the door is open. There's a consultation out at this minute in time by the previous Secretary of State, Owen Paterson, started it. And we'll wait to see the outcomes of it. But we're fully engaged in the political processes here. And the Ulster Unionist Party is about representing people and actually getting the job done.
I know he has been a bit of a thorn in your side, but Alex Kane has criticised Mike Nesbitt's speech at the weekend in today's newsletter. Are people happy with the direction Mike is taking the party?
Well, think about it again at the poll at the weekend, Mike got a unanimous endorsement that the majority of the party actually want him to lead us into the next election. And that was actually an increase on the percentage where he actually was elected leader, so it shows that what Mike's doing is appealing to our membership. And, you know, in reference to Alex Kane, Alex was a former employee of the party. If he's an ex to grind, I think it's a sad indictment to Alex that he hasn't actually anything else to comment on his political blog apart from Mike Nesbitt and the Ulster Unionist Party.
Are you confident the party can rebuild before the next Stormont elections, or is that too soon?
I'm confident the party will rebuild. The party's already rebuilding, as I said. You know, we've launched five key policy statements at this moment in time, and we are receiving new members, new member applications constantly now. So the Ulster Unionist Party is re-engaged, and we're on our way back up, and I don't think there's any question about that.
In the past, the Alliance Party has been more successful in attracting voters from a broad religious background. David asked their MLA, Stuart Dixon, if his party felt threatened by Mike Nesbitt's plans.
Oh, definitely not. And if there was to be a test of that, he certainly failed it at the first hurdle this morning in the Assembly when he failed to back a motion of censure against Minister Nelson McCausland. I just simply think that the conference speech was a totally and utterly empty vessel. He had his first opportunity this morning and he failed.
Well, in the light of comments by people like Ken McGuinness, do you think the Ulster Unionist Party are trying to keep everyone on board rather than setting out their own agenda?
I'm not sure about them wanting to keep everybody on board. There's certainly a small core of people that they clearly need to keep on board. But when you look today at people like Basil McRae and John McAllister, the deputy leader of the party, failing to vote with their leader in an important motion which excited the entire Assembly in respect of the behaviour of a minister, it shows to me that it's a party in decline.
And how do you view the decision not to challenge?
Sorry?
How do you view the decision not to challenge Minister McCausland?
Well, as I say, it clearly is a test of a party where their leader at the weekend told them that they were a different party from that of the past. But clearly, they're just simply part of that unionist compact between them and the DUP. But I'd rather spend these few moments just telling you about how positive the Alliance Party is, how we're leading change, particularly in my constituency of East Antrim, the sort of things that we're doing to deal with real issues. For example, I have a large employer in my constituency, FG Wilson. We've been battling the issue of lost jobs there. What I'm doing is working with people like Stephen Farry, a creative and a minister who's spending a lot of time trying to help with to help us get jobs into East Antrim, to help us to get the whole issue of apprenticeships organised in Northern Ireland, to give a definite future for people in Northern Ireland. I think the vast majority of people are just fed up looking backwards, and evoking the ghosts of Carson and others really doesn't smack of a modern party for me. As far as I'm concerned, that's why I'm in the Alliance Party. We're moving forward.
Well, the UUP did focus quite a lot on the past in Mike Nesbitt's speech there. Do you think their approach of criticising the structure at Stormont is perhaps hypocritical, as they are still full members of the executive?
Well, indeed, and as I understand it, that was one of the reasons and one of the tensions within their party that led to Mike becoming a party leader. But despite all their opportunities to go into opposition, they failed to do that. They still hold one minister, Danny Kennedy, and there just doesn't seem to me to be any actual will. The rhetoric's there, but the willingness isn't there.
Do you believe there is a case?
Sorry?
Do you believe there's a case for an opposition at Stormont, and would you be part of it?
Well, I think the situation with regards to opposition is that the current model is set up using the de Hunt system that selects the number of ministers, that determines the number of departments, is not one that simply lends itself to that. And others have thought about it and failed. The Alliance Party in the previous mandate certainly had a position of constructive opposition, but that's not where I think other parties like the SDLP or indeed the Ulster Unionists want to be. I think they want to be in deconstructive opposition.
Do you agree with Mr. Nesbitt's analysis that the current administration is inefficient and that there may need to be cutbacks in terms of department?
Of course there are. There are a wide range of inefficiencies across the Assembly. I'm a member of the Assembly Executive and Review Committee. But it's very frustrating when you're sitting there and as a party, the Alliance Party, has a very clear vision of where it wants to be in terms of a reduction in the number of members in the Assembly, where it wants to be in terms of the number of departments in the Assembly, and where it wants to be in the future. And other parties can't come off the fence and actually tell us what it is they want to do. Interestingly, it's only the DUP and the Alliance Party are actually prepared to state on paper where they see the future of the Assembly, and I see it very clearly as being 80 members.
If there are to be cuts in departments and in the number of MLAs, there will inevitably be job cuts. Do you think any of the parties have the stomach for that?
Well, I'm up for that challenge because I think we have policies that are effective and will get MLAs elected for the Alliance Party, and I'm certainly not here to speak for other parties.
Okay, Stuart, thanks very much for your time.
Welcome.
If you would like to give your view on the issue, get in touch with us at facebook.com/newsjunkie or tweet @newsjunkieni.